Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you Tuesday, May the 26th, 2026. 526-26, how about that? 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from you out there in the listening audience. So as you heard, tonight's city council meeting will be a pretty substantial one, happening on a Tuesday night because of the Memorial Day holiday. But get there at 6 p.m. because there has been special legislation added, apparently, to take the Rite Aid on Main Street that has been purchased for the fire station, the new fire station, which the citizens of Marion City voted for, to be leased out as a Goodwill, or by Goodwill. And we don't really know how long they'll be leasing it out or anything of that nature. Maybe we'll find those answers out tonight. But it's kind of an interesting thing because what I still don't understand, I don't know the legality of any of this. I don't know if it can be done, can't be done, so on and so forth. But I wonder why Goodwill thought this building would be for lease. Because it had been purchased for the fire station. So I don't know, and the city's in a financial mess right now, so they can't get the loan necessary to finish the fire station, which is why it's sitting empty. You know, here we are. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day. The weather was not terrible. It rained every day over Memorial Day weekend, but, you know, usually it would rain and then it would get sunny. So it could have been a lot worse. Although Saturday was a little gloomy weather-wise. 740-383-9944. So does anybody have a problem with the building, the Rite Aid on Main Street, which is supposed to become the new fire station, being leased out to Goodwill? Now, also tonight at City Council, it will be the first time City Council has met since the announcement of the elimination of curbside recycling last week, which nobody really knew was coming. Now, as I said and have said on this program, this has gotten a lot of feedback that curbside recycling is going away. Will people show up to the meeting tonight to voice their concern? I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. The League of Women Voters a few weeks ago showed up and were against this, the elimination of curbside recycling, and had voiced their opinion rather loudly a couple weeks ago. But we'll find out tonight. So that's on the agenda as well. Also, sending to the Board of Elections, the Election Board, the idea of making council 4-year terms. That will be on the agenda as well. And also the third and final reading, I would guess, for the annexation of the Logan Tire land for a new Dollar General. So that all happens tonight, starting at 6 p.m., second floor of City Hall. And again, if you've got any thoughts on any of this, feel free to weigh in, 740-383-9944. Now, also, if you'd like to talk about the grill story, because again, I only tell this story 3 times a year. I told it in hour number 1 this morning. We tell it around Memorial Day. We tell it around the July 4th. And we tell it around Labor Day. And I believe this story demonstrates, without question, character defects. And it's not a political story at all. And it's not really any drama, because it has happened years ago now, but I do still have the grill. And I'm sure the person doesn't even want back the grill now after all the drama that this has caused. But this is when I knew, and I want to make sure to say this very clear. When the person first started to complain 2 years in about the fact that I had their grill, that's when I knew for sure that something was wrong with them. That's when I knew that they had some issues. Now, I don't know what those issues are. I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a therapist. But that's when I knew. That's when I first self-diagnosed that these people, this person, I should say, had issues. Just for the record, there you are. 740-383-9944. If anybody's got anything to say, feel free to weigh in. I find that to be a great story for the cookout holidays. I think that's a very, very good story. Oh, there was another kerfluffle this weekend that we have not gotten into yet here this morning. Now, this kerfluffle directly has nothing to do with the city. I just found it to be comical in a way. Now, apparently last Thursday, I don't know what's going on with the Popcorn Festival. Here's the deal. This will be the 45th annual Popcorn Festival this year. Okay, we all love the Popcorn Festival. First weekend after Labor Day. Fun, fun, fun. Okay. Now, usually, in years past, media outlets have gotten some kind of embargoed announcement of who the main stage entertainment is going to be. And usually it says, hold off until we announce it, and then you can put it up and announce that this is going to be the entertainment. Now, oddly enough, this year, for the first year, that did not happen. There was no embargoed announcement. And if it was, we didn't get it. I didn't see anybody. I don't see the Marianne Starr reporting on it. So I don't think they got it either. But they send it to you early. So as soon as they make the announcement, you can make the announcement. That didn't happen this year. Okay. I didn't even know they were making the announcement until somebody said something to me last Thursday. So here's what happened. At the Third Thursday Downtown, they announced that the main stage entertainment on Saturday, September the 12th, will be a group called Queensryche. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, because I truly don't know who these people are. Now, that could just be that I'm out of touch. But I think it's called Queensryche. They've been out since 1982, but honest to God, I don't know who they are. But again, that's me being out of touch, nothing else. And then on Friday, they have somebody named Cassidy Pope. And Cassidy, I think, was on one of these talent shows, America's Got Talent or American Idol or something like that. But something about she's not a fan of country music, I guess, is what I've heard. In any event, here's what was written by somebody over the weekend. The current Marion, Ohio, oh, The Voice. She was on The Voice. Okay, The Voice. The current Marion, Ohio Popcorn Festival president and committee has publicly, well, we'll get into this in just a second. I'm going to tell you where this is going momentarily. Okay, go ahead, caller.
All right, we'll do this quick so somebody else can call. Cassidy Pope, you were right, it is Queensryche, and they're like a 1980s hair band, so the fact that you and I don't know them isn't a stretch because, I mean, being only 29 and 30 years old, we weren't even born yet.
I don't even think I knew who it was. I don't think I knew the entertainment last year, to be honest, either. So I'll be fair.
I don't think I did either. I think there was a country act up there, but no, Quiet Riot was up there. I've heard of them, but I don't know their music. But Cassidy Pope, okay, here's the controversy. She was on The Voice. She was a season 3 winner. Apparently, she started out with, like, punk, pop-type music and then transitioned over to country, and that's where she made her, I think she's like Grammy. I watched the Popcorn Festival guy. He made an announcement that was like 10 minutes long last night. So I was like,
oh, yeah. Well, this is the, it's turned into a drama.
Yeah. So I was like, if this guy's giving out a 10-minute message, I'd probably
on Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day, yes. Yes. And the man's sitting there in like his casual, you know, like he just left the stolen grill to come give this monologue.
Left the stolen... The grill was not stolen. Let's be clear. The grill was not stolen.
Okay, well, you know how stories change over the years.
Well, so. Certainly... I'm going to have to make a 10-minute announcement tonight from my house.
That grill is extra hot, let's put it that way. It gets extra hot.
Well, that was good.
So Cassidy Pope, she was on The Voice, which I don't watch any of those shows either, but I think that's the one with Blake Shelton. She won season 3. She... Grammy nominated, sang country music for a while. Apparently, country music is not her first love, but also she didn't like the industry itself. Not country music, but like the people that ran it, and getting into the whole it's monopolized and you've got to do this and look this way and be this way to be popular. So she apparently didn't like that and renounced country music and is now back to singing pop and punk, and people are freaking out because there's no country act. But allegedly, I imagine she's probably going to sing the song she's popular for, though, don't you think?
Well, yes, but now here, okay, now let me lay this out here, because here's how I see this. Now, 45 years of the Miriam Popcorn Festival. Now, I have looked at this entertainment list many, many times.
Longer than we've been curbside recycling.
Exactly. And here's the deal. I will say that I want to say 2 points here that I know from radio, and this is music, and so here we are. The founder of WMRN used to say in the beginning that the country music that they had in on Saturday night, the Chuck Wagon Pals, is what made the money for the station that allowed it to be on the air, not the news and all the community things, because country music was so popular in this area. And even when the Chuck Wagon Pals, this is going way back, disbanded, they had a show on WMRN called the Country Jamboree that ran for years. Also, when I started in radio in Marion, I was in a building. We had the AM station. Three FMs were there at the time. Four stations in the building. Without question, the most popular station by far was always the country station. The Marion Popcorn Festival is free entertainment. They have had Willie Nelson. They've had George Jones.
They spend $100,000 on entertainment, he said in that video.
Yeah, okay. But here's the thing.
But they provide it to us for free, though. But they have a $100,000 a year budget to spend on the main stage.
I don't disagree. They have had Kelly Pickler. They've had Blake Shelton. They've had, the list
Joe
is
Nichols.
Huge. Yes.
He was a big country singer. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that have been up there.
But on rare occasion has country music night not been the biggest night, without question, because this is a country music area. So I think this controversy, which again, people have said for years that the entertainment's going downhill, that's people's opinion. I don't know the acts anymore.
Well, when you hear $100,000, and he was explaining how it's done too, I mean, and people got to think about this, when you've got your artists out touring, they're not going to come from California to Marion, Ohio to play the Popcorn Festival and then go back to California. They need to be in this area touring and
they do.
Pop over
they
and do this show.
They do, but I will say that last year, and I did not understand, and again, maybe it's just timing, but the Bratwurst Festival last year had a pretty substantial 90s country, several hit type of singer. And we didn't have that. And I thought that was kind of strange, because that only takes place a month after what we're doing, and a lot of these acts are out touring. But
they do stay in the same area for a while.
But here's the mistake that I believe the Popcorn Festival made this year that is causing this backlash. Number one, country music has always been the most popular, and to cut that out completely. Now you might have. Now I think their fallback here is on Tribute Band Thursday. It'll be a country act. Well, that's not as big a deal as having the big headline entertainment.
How do we know she's not going to sing country songs though?
Well, maybe she will. I don't know. But I don't.
That's how she got famous, with singing country music.
Right, but I don't think these comments, that's the second fold, helped her any with country music fans, apparently. Because I don't think people are getting angry just to get angry. And I don't think she's a big known commodity. So I think it's threefold, really. Number one,
the people want what they want and who they want for free, and when they can't get it, they're going to complain.
Well, I don't know about that. I just think that not booking a country music act that people would be aware of.
He said they booked who they could get, basically, is what it came down to.
Well, do you think it came down to two people? I mean, I don't know if that's... Listen, I'm not questioning the man's little video on Memorial Day, but there's got to be somebody else driving through town that time
I'd be
of
interested in knowing how much these artists cost. Like, how much has, you know, like if they had, let's say, a $100,000 budget 2 years ago, what has the cost of the artist gone up? How much do we pay Creek Queensryche to show up?
Well, here's the thing. Well, apparently $50,000 or somewhere in there. But
he was saying, though, that there's, you know, you've got the cost of the stage and the lights and all of that stuff, too. So, I mean, it's not just paying the band. You've got your sound person, your lighting, your stage, all of those things go into the cost of
paying. Here's what I will say. If you called up, I would bet, if you called up one of these 90s country acts, like the Joe Diffies or the Colin Rays, I think he was there a couple years ago.
Yeah,
if you called them up, I'm guessing, now I don't know with inflation, but I'm guessing that even if they weren't on tour in your area, most of these people are out of Nashville, that they would come up here for somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I'm guessing that's probably
the number. We should get Afro Man. He only charges $5,000 a night.
And there you go. Now, that would have been a big draw this year.
Yes, it would have.
So, see, this is...
And he's close. He lives in Ohio.
So, here again, I think they're not being completely genuine in their explanation. Now,
I think that it's free, and I think that everyone that does it, works for the festival, is a volunteer. I think that we should all be grateful that there are enough people and enough businesses in this community that they're willing to contribute their time and money to keep the thing going.
Oh, absolutely.
If you don't like it, you don't have to go.
Well, and they're gonna draw because people like free stuff. I mean, why wouldn't you go down there? There's other things to do. There's food. Mm-hmm. There's local entertainment. There's games. You know, there's all... Nobody is saying this is a bad thing. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that maybe people should stop... People are allowed to complain. They complain about everything else. People are allowed to complain if they don't know who the acts are, and they're allowed to complain if they don't like the fact that for the first time in 45 years, country music is not a part of this. And that's fine. That's their right. The fact that the Popcorn Festival gets so bent out of shape so quickly and releases a video...
You have people flat out saying, boycott the festival, boycott the festival.
Well, if you...
So no, good. I mean, what good does that do to all the local vendors and merchants the kids that are down there singing or the people that are just, you know, I mean, why? Why boycott it? Just don't go. But, I mean, you don't have to organize a boycott.
I'm not
saying... There are lots of places in Marion that I do not like.
No, hold on a second.
I do not organize a boycott against them.
No, I don't... Listen, I'm not saying a boycott's
a
good idea.
I'm not saying you are. I don't say you are,
no,
but, I mean, I've seen people boycott the festival.
No, but that's their right to do that. And here's the thing. If you...
Because they're upset that it's free, though. It's not like they're taking city dollars and they're bringing in somebody that hates kids to get up there and perform for
them. No, but
this is a nonprofit organization offering a free concert.
Right, but here's the problem. The problem is that when you respond... And I thought, this would not have been a story if the Popcorn Festival had not responded on Memorial Day.
True.
So when you respond, then you can't be angry that people are talking about it.
Right, because I wouldn't have cared had I, when I still don't really, but I wouldn't have known any of this had I not watched that man's 10-minute video.
Now hang on.
I listened to it.
Well, and how did you think that 10-minute video came off?
Well, I think he explained a lot of things, but again, I'm not bent out of shape over this. I don't care that there's who's coming to entertain us or not entertain us.
It just sounds like their feelings are hurt, and I'm thinking, you've been going on 45 years. Are you really this touchy?
As I said, these people are all volunteers, and they do work all year long to get donations and spend their time and their effort for nothing. So when you have someone pissed because they're not hearing the Country Act that they want to hear and saying, boycott all these people's hard work, I'd probably take it a little personally, too.
Well, but here's the thing. I don't think they're saying boycott their hard work. I think what they're saying is...
I can get my way, so no one should go down there.
Well, I don't know. Well, from what I ascertained was we want country music back, so this is a way we feel we should do this. And it didn't help that the first year you don't have country music, you bring in an act in its place that has trashed country music. I think that's the problem.
But on that note, if we somehow amazingly got Taylor Swift to come to the Popcorn Festival, would we care that she had trashed and abandoned country music, or would we just be okay because it's Taylor Swift?
No, I think it'd probably be okay because I don't think Taylor Swift has trashed country music, has she?
Oh, she's pretty much drawn the line in the sand that she would never have anything to do with Nashville again because of the way they screwed her over. Stealing her music and such when she was a kid.
It's not good. Hey, by the way, I just got a message out here from Matt. Let's see here. Joe Diffie is dead. Well, see, he'd be hard to book.
I thought he was, but I wasn't going to say for sure.
Lord.
I was like, we're going to have a seance at the Popcorn Festival?
Well, maybe that'd make people happy. Died during COVID. Prop him up beside the jukebox. Okay, there you go. That was his song. And from another... listener out here. See, that's how much I'm in the know on this. Why did Cassidy Pope leave country music? Cassidy Pope is leaving country after being shamed for calling out transphobia and racism. I realize every genre has problematic people in it, the singer said in an interview, but I guess rock is in my bones more. You're not completely ostracized and shamed for speaking out February 16th, 2024. Well, that's, there you go.
See, well, I know she spoke out against Al Dean's wife and her transphobic comments, and there was somebody else that I can't remember what it was, but yeah, but she's also said, I read extensively about her after this controversy. She's also said that basically if you don't go along to get along and do exactly what you're told, you're not going to make it in Nashville, and that wasn't her style.
Well, let me just make this point again. I don't know either of these people, but again, I don't think I've known a lot of the people in the last few years.
I don't want to hear Queensryche, who was singing when I was 3 years old. I could care less about these hair bands that get up there, but I don't complain about those.
But I think it's a bit disingenuous for the Popcorn Festival to say that the board does not have any input on who is bookable. I don't think that these were the only two acts they could get.
No, he said there was one act that they were trying to get, and they just couldn't work out the logistics. And then there was somebody going to be here Thursday night or something, and then their lead singer has made it more popular than the group did. Like, he broke off on his own, but he still sings with the group. So they were trying to get them Thursday and him Friday, but he had a prior engagement Friday that the group didn't have. I mean, this wasn't the only people
but
they tried to get.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why that video from the Popcorn Festival president came off horrible. Because basically he's saying, maybe this talent is not the best, but, it's all we could get. We tried.
It is what it is. He's telling the truth. If you want a high-dollar act, pay for a ticket, drive to Columbus, drive to Cleveland, and watch your concert.
Yes, but I guess my point is, are you trying to alleviate yourself from the criticism so you're throwing the acts that you have under the bus by saying we wish we could have done better? I mean, why wouldn't you just get in there and defend the acts you have?
We did. Because you said she's a Grammy nominated.
God bless her.
I think she's platinum too. I think he said she went platinum. So it's not like we just found somebody from the local high school to get up there and sing.
Listen, put whoever you want up there. You're the Popcorn Festival board. Do it. All I'm saying is
own it.
own it. I mean, what was that video? I don't understand the video. Are you saying that you would have liked to have had better acts, which I think is tossing shade on this group? Or are you saying that these are great?
We know the lineup sucks, but it's all we could afford.
Well, isn't that what he said?
Sort of.
I mean, I thought that was horrible. I thought that was a horrible thing to say. I mean, at least stand behind what you chose.
On that note, okay, somebody else's turn to talk, but okay. It's free laundry night tomorrow.
Well, God, don't complain about that, because complain about the detergent. It's free.
People will. They will complain about the detergent because it doesn't smell. Like, it's just kind of neutral. You know what I mean? They're like, their clothes don't smell good. People will complain sometimes, and then they'll also complain that, you know, they don't get enough washers or dryers or whatever for the stuff that they bought. But, listen, people will complain about everything, and this is coming from the person that's known as the town complainer.
Well, there you go, so, see? Pick your battles.
Hey, and they posted this morning on Facebook, I know it's not popular, but the city does not have money to mow lawns this year. However, you are still responsible for your tall grass, and they are going to fine people and take you to court, but they are not going to mow your grass. So, maybe help a neighbor out. That empty lot in your neighborhood, it's not going to get mowed this summer. Get on it now before it's up to your waist and there's nothing that can be done with your regular lawnmower.
And there you go.
Go help people. My family's been hitting one a week. Imagine if we all did that, what a difference this place would be.
This is true. Thank you.
Take care, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And just to be clear, on this popcorn festival thing, just so I'm not misunderstood here, again, just because I don't know who these people are, that doesn't mean anything. They could be great. They could draw big crowds. And maybe they will. It's free entertainment. I don't know how you don't draw a big crowd when the thing is free. And it's great that the people at the Popcorn Festival for 45 years now have been providing free entertainment. This is a good thing. Nobody is saying this is bad. What I'm saying is this controversy about people complaining because there's no country act, and then the Popcorn Festival in some kind of odd way, I don't know if their feelings were hurt. I don't know if they felt the backlash was big enough to respond. I'm not really sure. But basically, essentially, they respond and say, no, these acts are good, but we did try to get some other acts, and we just couldn't make it happen. And I don't know that comes off the best. I think saying nothing would have probably been the better way to go. People are always going to criticize something. I mean, not everybody likes a certain type of music. But these people may be very good. So I just don't quite understand that. But country music has always been a big part of the Popcorn Festival. Now, I don't know if this girl sings country music or not. But, you know, who knows? The country music has always been very popular, let's put it that way. And in most years, not all, but in most years, I would say the country music night has drawn the highest attendance. So there you are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, give us a buzz. 42 coming up on 43 minutes past the hour. We'd love to hear from you if you have any thoughts on this. Well, you know, we've got the serious stuff in the city, and then we've got the more trivial stuff with the Popcorn Festival. But, you know, I think this is emblematic, bigger than the Popcorn Festival, and emblematic of maybe a bigger problem going on here in the local area, is everybody seems a little bit too touchy, maybe. You know, if you're going to do something in front of people, the Popcorn Festival, if your organization, whether it's a charity organization or not, charitable organization or not, if you do something where you're going to invite the public is going to give you their opinion on it. And they're going to say, we don't like that, we like this, we don't like that. Well, you know, sometimes you just got to take it. And I don't understand everybody's need to lash out. Now, I don't know why the Popcorn Festival responded. I've never seen that before. Maybe it's happened before. But I guess I just did not understand the response. Because I wasn't sure if the response was to say, hey, these are great acts that we've chosen, and you should come to them. Or if it was to say, we tried to book better acts, but we just couldn't make it happen. And I don't think either way it comes off good. I just think maybe they just should have come on and made a 1-minute video and said, listen, these are great acts, Grammy nominees and so on and so forth, and you should come out and see them, and it's free, and a lot of people put a lot of hard work into this, and here we are. Maybe that's where it should have been left off. But when you fire back on people who are firing at you, and apparently they must have felt a lot of incoming, or why would they respond to this? You create a back and forth that doesn't really need to be created over something that's not going to happen for 3 months anyway. There you are. All right, phone lines are open, 45 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz if you have anything to say in regard to the Popcorn Festival entertainment, or you have anything to say in regard to the fire station, our would-be fire station, the Rite Aid building on Main Street being leased out for Goodwill, which apparently will be the talk of the city council meeting tonight, starting at 6 p.m., second floor of City Hall. Now, we've got 14 minutes left in the program, and it can be all you, or you can just talk about your Memorial Day weekend. Did you do anything fun over Memorial Day weekend? Hey, I drove by the site of the Culver's restaurant out in front of Meijer the other day, and they actually do have a sign out there now. They're out there now that says Culver's coming soon, so that's a good thing. You know, we look for positives, I guess, when we can. People seem to be excited about that. I think they think the food's going to go well there, and maybe it will. I just don't understand. As I look at both of these stories today, the story in regard to the city and what they're doing, and the story in regard to what's going on with the Popcorn Festival, I think I talked a little bit about this last week. Why is everybody so touchy? You know, if you do something in the public, if you run for public office, if you are doing something for the Popcorn Festival, you're going to be open for criticism if people don't like what you're doing. Now, does it mean you're wrong? No, it doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means not everybody's going to like what you're doing. That's all. But sometimes it's best not to engage in these back and forths. And I'm not sure why we feel the need to engage all the time. Because I feel once you engage, then you have created a story that maybe would not have been a story. And I believe that's now why we have a kerfluffle in regard to the Popcorn Festival entertainment. I believe that's why we have a kerfluffle with a lot of things going on in the city. Does anybody have any take on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Only about 12 minutes left in the program here. Let's see what we got coming down the line. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I guess as long as you can crawl out of bed, have your breakfast, get your shower, you're good.
And it was sunny this morning, partly sunny?
Yeah, but it's not, no moisture's falling from the sky at least.
And that's a rarity around here right now.
Well, yeah, we had a lot of swimming pools created last week.
We did.
I have a question, you know me. How long ago did the state come in and all this? When did that all start?
I think it was November.
Okay, in November. What have we done in December to prove to the state we're doing the best we can? Or did we do just like the rest of the American people, sit back on our thumb and wait for somebody to come and help us?
Well,
if the good idea would be to change, you know, raise bus rates, why didn't we do it in December? If it was a good idea to do a lot of these things, Why didn't we just do it?
Well, I think the chronology here, and if I'm wrong, somebody will tell me, but I think immediately the first thing, they realized this was a problem because they were doing the budget for this year, and they realized not only could they not submit that budget, but they were in some financial problem. So the first thing they did was they went to cutting the budget to make it a balanced budget, which they did cut quite a bit out of the budget and made all the departments cut money out. So I think that's the first thing they did. And then they realized in reaching out to the state for help because they felt the auditor was not doing their job.
Don't blame it all on the auditor.
But that's where it started. That's where they felt it started. So then they said, okay, we need the auditor of state to come in here. And I think they did submit a plan early on in the year. That plan got denied. These are the things we want to do. They said, you're not paying back the money quick enough. So then they had to come up with another plan in February, and that's the plan that raised the bus fares, got rid of curbside recycling, so on and so forth, that they submitted on April the 6th. Now, why they did not implement those things back in February when they decided that's what they wanted to do, I don't really know, but you know, I know the non-continuance of the fire department was one of the first things that they talked about. That happened, I believe, before the year was out.
You know, that's a real burr for me, but anyway.
Well, how do you feel about it being leased out possibly as a goodwill?
I think it's crap.
I don't know where that came from. I honestly...
I think it's crap. Why do they... The things that touches everybody in Marion... is the things, but they've never done anything about it. They're still sitting back on their hand and leaning back on their thumb. Get in there, and next week when you go to the grocery store, no, we're not buying pop this time because we ain't got the money. That's my biggest complaint of the whole thing. If you think that'll help, then let's get on it. Not wait. I just think it's a coward's way out, in my personal opinion.
Well, I would guess that a lot of this probably does have to do with these are elected officials, and I think they feel that these decisions are unpopular, and I think they feel that they should not have to take the blame for them. And I'm not saying that they are all to blame, but it is falling on their watch, and I think they were trying to find different ways to do things so this would not happen.
No, they thought about it. They didn't do anything.
Well, I guess July 1st is the date now.
Oh, they just keep moving it up. I'm telling you, if I was in that position and my kids and I went to the grocery store and the kids wanted pop, I'd say, no, not this week. We haven't got the money. That all they do is just talk about it. Do something. Prove to the state that, yeah, we can, you know, we'll have to do it, I'm sorry. But instead of that, they just talk from November, and now we're in June. How much money could they have saved from November to now if they would have implemented it? Instead of talking about it and making the public tick because they don't do anything, they just talk about it.
Well, and I think that's also part of the problem, is the implementation of things. There's not a lot. We don't hear from the mayor. We don't hear a lot from city council. So if they're talking on planning there's no reassurance. You know, FDR used to come on during World War II and during the Great Depression, and he would give the fireside chats because he wanted to assure the people that things were going to be okay and things were being done. We don't hear a lot from City Hall, and that's why I said whether or not you think curbside recycling should stay around, to drop that in the meeting, the middle of a meeting last week that nobody knew that it was going to be on the agenda.
We've been talking about it since last November, December. Don't just talk about it. Do something about it. If you think that that's going to help solve the problem, then don't sit up there and say we're going to. Just do it.
Well, and I think that's the implementation problem. I think they don't want it to come off so unpopular, so they do it in these ways that they've been doing it.
That's crap. That is a coward's way. You've told us you're going to do it, so then be man enough to stand up and do it. For crying out loud. I'm just getting, I don't tell my kids I'm gonna. If I know that's the way it is, hey, kids, this is the way it's going to be. Like it or not, we're going to do it. No, what have they done for 6 months? They've said, I'm gonna. They just never got around to doing it, which is crap to me. That's a coward's way out.
Well, it'll be interesting to see tonight what the deal is with this fire station, how long this lease is for, and how this all came to be, and if it goes through tonight.
Why in the world, why does Goodwill need it when we're building the castle down there on Barks Road?
Well, it's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if their lease is up where they are. I don't know. I would assume it would be a store, not a storage place.
Well, I can't imagine that place on Barks Road. Good grief, we could sit, almost put the whole city of Marion under roof.
Big place. Big place.
But I my biggest burr with the city council, all they do is talk. If that's a good idea, then we'll learn to live with it. Don't just talk about it and still continue to spend the money. Or not save the money. If that would save money, then do it. Do it last November. And then when the state comes in and says, you guys are really trying, you know, da-da-da-da. No, they just talk about it.
Well, we'll see tonight what the feeling is and how this thing goes with the Goodwill.
Well, they'll all sit there with their thumbs in their ears, and they won't. You know, that's one thing about when Jason was on there. Now, we hate to keep tooting his horn, but at least he would have a comment. He didn't just sit there.
Well, it is good to have conversation. I think that's what that's all about up there.
I think they're chickens. I honest to God think they're chickens. If cutting today is going to save a little money tomorrow, then we cut today. We don't just talk about it.
Do you have any thoughts on the popcorn festival?
No, I give a lot of credit to the people. Keep trying, but you know, everything, sad as it is, everything tends to burn out. And it doesn't have a thing to do with the committee. It's just the way things are. At least they're getting in there and trying to do it. They're not saying, well, we're gonna.
Right, right. And I think that is the thing. I think to respond to all this criticism, I think came off badly, because I think then it was either, you know, we tried for better entertainment, but this is what we got. I think they just should have backed up the entertainment and said, hey, it's good entertainment. It's free. We've been doing this for 45 years. It takes a lot of people to do this. Come out and see it. I think the explanation tied it into a knot. I just thought it was an odd explanation.
You know, Scott, you think about it. The people that holler the loudest that has never donated 15 minutes to anything, whether it's Little League, whether it's to be on the council at the or be a room mother or whatever, the ones that holler the loudest are the ones that's never volunteered 5 cents worth of their time.
And it could be. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. We've got about 2 minutes left in the show, 740-383-9944. And I guess, again, to wrap this up, the point is the Popcorn Festival over 45 years has been put on by a lot of good people who do volunteer their time. And, I mean, it's free entertainment. You can't beat free. But, again, I just did not understand the response. I don't know that anything like that has happened before from the Popcorn Festival. Maybe it has. But, you know, when people make controversial comments, which I guess this woman performing on at the festival made toward country music, that's going to anger people. Controversial comments do. And such is life. Well, tonight the city council meeting starts at 6 p.m. We still got a little time here if somebody wants to call in and say something. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just don't know what responding to these social media comments gets you. It just gets you more people talking about it. You know, okay, listen, it's fine. It's free. It's not for 3 months. It'll be fine. I highly doubt that large groups of people are going to boycott the festival. And if they are going to do it, I don't think that the president of the festival talking about it is going to talk them out of it. That's why I just leave it alone. Leave it alone and just tout the talent that you do have. All right, we're done for the day. I hope everybody had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. It's good to be back with you today. And we'll be back tomorrow with much more entertainment here. And I guess you can feel free to critique this as well. As most people do, it's just the way it is. When you do something in the public, it's bound to be critiqued from time to time. City Council tonight at 6 p.m. Don't forget that. Second floor, City Hall. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
To the Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have...